This month, the war in Iraq turns 5. It's a milestone worthy of note, and many people will take time to reflect upon the marches that have come and gone since American military boots first trekked into Baghdad, to remember American men and women in uniform, and to consider the immense human cost of the war, and to bemoan the ways in which the war has crippled the American economy and wounded the American spirit. A fearless and honest reckoning is essential if we are to learn from our mistakes, and to that end, I want us to remember how unpopular it was publicly to oppose the war in the early days of fighting and in the lead-up to the great battle for Babylon. Lots of us protested the war loudly and often passionately, but in March of 2003 it was a difficult position to hold, especially away from the demonstrations and from the comfortable company of peaceniks. Flags and yellow ribbons were everywhere. Patriotic bumper stickers were ubiquitous. We ate freedom fries and sang God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch. No one wanted to look unpatriotic. No politician with presidential ambition opposed the war. Major media outlets acquiesced to the whims of Defense Department spin. In Reno, Linda Ronstadt made anti-war comments during a concert. Security guards escorted her off stage when the audience reacted violently. In London, the Dixie Chicks dissed the president during a show. In response, Clear Channel, the nation's largest proprietor of radio airspace, refused to play their music. Things were no better in my line of work. I was among a minority of Bay Area clergy who expressed opposition to the war from the pulpit on the Sunday after hostilities began. A few people walked out of the sanctuary in the middle of my sermon. Some have never returned. 5 years later, we're learning that it wasn't so unpatriotic to oppose the war. It turns out that peaceable voices had something valuable to contribute to our national dialogue in those days. Let's not forget this. The next time folly beats the drums of war, I pray we will be brave enough to encourage dissent and wise enough to welcome the warnings of those who urge caution and restraint. With a perspective, I'm Ben Daniel.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.